Yes.
Give us an understanding, Lord, of what you're putting in his mouth, Lord, to preach to us today, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, I love you and I thank you, Lord, for everything that you do for me each and every day, Lord, where you brought me from, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, I love you and I thank you, Lord, for everything that you do, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pray for him.
Love you, brother.
Bless you.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
There was a king.
Yes.
He got a letter from a mighty army without number. He spread it out there for the Lord to get a view. God sent a promise, just one angel. That devil's army, man, is doomed. It's just amazing what a prayer can do.
Amazing, ain't it?
It's moved mountains,
yeah.
Parted rivers, brought the dead to life again.
Sure,
I've called out on a no prayer warrior a time or two. If you're in trouble, I'll go down on my bended knees for you. It's just amazing what a prayer can do. I see a mama,
yes,
and her baby, his thoughtful life the whole night through.
Yeah.
Seemed hope was gone. Oh, how the tears fell.
Not just a few. Over in the corner
sits old grandpa. He knows the one who will bring it through. And that baby's still alive to show what prayer can do.
Sing it, son.
It's moved mountain, parted rivers, brought the dead to life again. I've called out on a no prayer warrior a time or two.
You're in trouble.
If you're in trouble, I'll go down on my bended knees for you. It's just amazing what a prayer can do. It's just amazing what a prayer can do.
Amen, girl.
Amen. Boy, I'm glad I had a praying mommy. Praying grandmother.
Yes.
Praying daddy. Praying people praying for me.
Yeah, buddy.
That invested in me. That loved me.
That's right.
That encouraged me.
Amen.
That told me about Jesus, that he was the way, the only way.
Yes.
Praise God. The way, the truth, and the life. Well, I'm glad that they instilled him in my heart.
Heritage, buddy.
As a young boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad, praise God, that God never gave up on me, Brother Kevin.
Amen.
I'm glad that he kept on.
Yeah.
I didn't come to him the first time he called me.
Man.
But I'm glad I come the second time.
Stayed on you.
Girl, preached on that Wednesday night.
Yes.
Well, God gives us more than first and second and third chance, don't he?
Praise the Lord.
God gives us time change over and over and over.
He sure does.
That's why when you stand on that day before a thrice holy God and hear him say, praise God, bind them hand and feet, praise God, and cast them into the lake of fire where there'll be smoke and be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Praise God, the smoke of their torment will send up forever. That's why God, praise God, will laugh at your calamity, because
yes,
you had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to come to him and you refused.
Amen.
Praise God, you rejected God's precious son that he sent into this world to die on an old rugged cross that you might have life and hate more buddy.
Amen.
And I tell you right now, when you stand before him, he's a loving God today. And he's a merciful God. Praise God, he's long-suffering and he's patient. But when you stand before him that day, you're going to, praise God, you're going to stand before a God of wrath.
Amen.
Praise God, he's not going to have mercy.
Amen.
Upon those that have rejected his son.
His
son paid a great debt, a great price that you could be saved. And if you refuse, praise God, to come to his son and believe in his son. He said, you can't come to the Father except you go to the Son. You know, hear me? Praise God. And he said, who knows the Father better than the Son?
Right.
And who knows the Son better than the Father?
Amen.
Praise God. Only way you can get to the Father, you got to go through the Son.
Amen.
Jesus Christ today.
Amen.
I don't know. I didn't come planning on preaching. I'll be honest with you, I hadn't it crossed my mind that I was going to preach today. And,
yeah, preach, brother.
And I need your prayer. I mean, Kevin said something more to go in Sunday school that makes a whole lot of sense. I couldn't come up here expecting to preach today if I hadn't spent some time with God this week.
No way, brother. No way.
And he'll take God into me of my old self-righteous, filthy self today.
That's right.
Move me out of the way and get in the way.
That's right.
Because I know what you all got up this morning. You got ready. You got your children ready.
And you need to hear from him.
Amen.
Not me today. And I'll tell you something right now. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm glad that I can come to church.
Amen.
I'm glad that I can go to him in prayer.
Amen, brother.
I'm glad that I got a Bible that I can read. Praise God.
That's right.
You know, there's a little sister at Dorton one time. She didn't know how to read. Now, I'm not going to say her name. Good sister.
Yeah.
But you know how God saved her? She began to pray and ask God to allow her to read His Word.
I believe that. I've heard that before.
And God allowed it to.
Yeah.
It's amazing if you talk to that little woman.
Uh-huh.
She's gone now. But you know what? Stuff like that, but it still instills in my mind.
Amen.
That she, the Bible says, if you lack of wisdom, knowledge and wisdom, ask God.
He'll give it to
who
you.
Give liberally.
Amen.
Don't.
Amen.
The Bible's not, praise God, to those that seek Him shall find Him.
Amen, Ernie.
I want, like I said, I've that's two or three places in my heart. Mine, I want to go right here to 20th chapter of John.
Amen.
In the 19th verse. Bible says, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord.
Amen.
Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sin you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Demas, was not with them when Jesus came. And the disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see his hand, the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the prints of the nails, and thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. And then came Jesus, the door being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you.
Yes.
Then he said to Thomas, reach thy hither thy fingers and behold my hand. Reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, Lord, my God. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. Boy, I have never seen. Praise God, I wasn't. Praise God there. Praise God when he baptized Jesus. Praise God on the banks of Jordan. I wasn't standing on the banks of Jordan. Praise God like old Andrew was. Like John the Baptist was. Amen. I didn't hear the Father speak from heaven. Praise God to his Son. And said, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye him in whom I'm well pleased. I wasn't there. Brother Jason. But I believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Boy, I tell you right now, praise God, I wasn't there when He fed 5,000 with two little fishes and five loaves of bread. Praise God, but I believe that He did. Amen. I believe, praise God, that He is the Son of God, the Christ, the Lord. Praise God, sent to save the whole world if they would only come to Him. I pray God with the Holy Ghost a conviction and believe upon Him and trust in Him and repent of sin and God will birth them into the family. I wasn't there, brother. Praise God. Boy, when they praise God, took the five, fed the 4,000 with four loaves of bread. Seven loaves of bread and a few little fishes. But I believe, amen, that He is who He says He is. Praise God, and I believe that He's coming again after those that's been down to the banquet house and got the robe washed white.
Amen, Garrett.
And the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
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 Well, I tell you right now, I wasn't there when he went to Jairus' house. Praise God. And boy raised that little girl found. Praise God, the bed of being dead. Praise God. And boy, praise God. And boy, I tell you right now, that Jesus had to cast a lot of them out there because of unbelief. Because they were mocking him and scorning him. Praise God. And boy, I tell you right now, God can do nothing. Praise God. A word. Praise God, you've got a bunch of that garbage going on. Praise God, he wants to be around people like minded to see.
Amen, brother. That's
amen.
Right, brother. That's right.
I wasn't there. I prayed God to see that little 12-year-old girl get up. And prayed God, him tell her. I prayed God, give her, tell her mommy to give her something deep. I wasn't there, Brother Tyler. But I believe that he is who he says.
Amen, brother. You're right. Amen, brother. You're right.
I've never seen, praise God, a boy, I might be at Calvary, my sins, praise God, crucified, my sins, nails, his hand, but I wasn't there, Brother Tyler, praise God, to see him hanging there, between the heaven and the earth, praise God, between two old thieves, I wasn't there, but I believe.
Amen. Amen.
And for that today, praise God, it ain't with head religion, it's heart religion.
Amen.
That's why I got to thinking. Praise God, this weekend, this week, brother, boy, there's some that says, boy, I'm saved. They have no desire to go to church. They have no desire, praise God, in their life to do anything for God. Praise God, I don't believe that.
I don't either, brother. Don't either. That's the
one. Can you get vaccinated? Can you get cold?
Yeah.
Sure you can. But I'm telling you right now, boy, if you lost that desire, praise God, you better get to find your altar somewhere. Get along with God and repent and come back to God.
Amen, bro. That's right.
But I'm going to tell you, these same people that have no desire to go to church, praise God, you don't see no fruit
nope.
in their life.
No fruit, brother. Mm-mm.
If you ain't bringing no forth, no fruit, praise God, the tree, praise God, is not, praise God, the right kind of tree.
That's right, brother.
Amen?
That's right.
I wasn't there, brother. When that little woman with the issue of blood, praise God, had spent everything she had, praise God, nothing better but rid her, drew words, praise God, I wasn't there when she touched the hem of his garment and hear him say, thy faith, what did he say? Thy faith, and they may be whole. Praise God, I wasn't there, but I believe.
Amen. Amen.
I believe.
Amen. Amen. You're right.
I believe. Praise God, he is, and he is who he says he is. Praise God, the Son of the living God, the Christ. I believe he's coming back. And you know who I believe he's coming back for? Those that's got the blood applied to their life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's right, brother. Amen.
I wasn't there, Brother Kevin, to see him. Praise God. Murray and Prophet and Martha and Lazarus. Praise God. At the table that he eat with him. Boy, God, he was a friend. Brother Kevin, he said this morning, boy, it's good to have a friend in Jesus.
Amen.
Boy, I'm glad I got friends. I'm glad I got people that love me. Boy, but they ain't no a friend like this man called Jesus.
Amen.
He's the greatest friend, praise God, I've ever had.
Amen.
You know what? I can go to him in the wee hours of the night.
Amen.
I pray God when I'm broken. I pray God when I'm in trouble. And you know what? He's there.
Amen. He is, brother. Amen. Amen.
Well, I tell you what. Bible says he told Martha and Murray.
Yeah.
He said, let's go. Told his disciples, he said, let's go that we might see our friend Lazarus.
Our friend.
Raise our friend Lazarus. For he's sleeping.
Yes.
They said, well, if he's sleeping, he's doing it well.
Yeah.
He said, hey, plain tell him, I've never seen him, brother. I didn't witness a lot of this stuff. Thomas had it. Thomas had witnessed.
Yeah, he did.
I believe Thomas was there, praise God. Most of the disciples over there, brother.
Yeah.
Peter said we got to find one that's been with him.
From the get-go.
From the baptism.
That's right.
When John baptized him.
Right. That's where it is, the book of Acts.
So I believe Thomas been with him the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Sure was. But Thomas still had doubts.
Sure now,
let me tell you something. I'm not saying, look, I have doubts. I get down and out sometimes. But I believe.
That's right, brother.
I believe, praise God, that he is. And I believe he's coming again. And I believe he's coming real soon.
Uh-huh.
Praise God, if you're not ready, you need to get ready.
Amen.
Amen.
I wasn't our brother when he raised old Lazarus from the dead.
No.
Bible says he's 4 days late. No, he's 4 days late on their calendar, not on his calendar.
Right on time, brother.
Right on time.
God don't always do anything on our time.
No.
It's not about our time, it's about his time.
Amen.
Why he does it on his time, that he might get more glory and honor and praise.
That's right, brother. It's his business.
If we don't have to pray for it, huh, and pray to God, huh, and keep coming to him and coming to him, huh, and if he gives us everything right instant, huh, pray to God, we probably wouldn't. Huh, pray to God, don't do much. And if he didn't answer one of them, huh, we quit going, wouldn't.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
That's what we do.
That's true.
That's why I pray to God, he wants us, huh, pray to God. We have to get, huh, pray to God, down on God, huh, get serious with God. Huh, and boy, I've been praying for my daughter, huh, a long time. Huh, and you know what? I believe, huh, pray to God, huh, God's going to save us.
Amen.
Amen. For baby, huh, I pray to God. Huh, are you somebody's baby? Huh, are you somebody's mommy? Huh, are somebody's daddy? Huh, are you going to have to die and go to hell? Huh, I pray to God. Boy, God loves you today, huh, and God will save you.
Yeah, huh,
if you would only come, huh, I pray to God. To heal with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He in no wise will cast you out.
Amen.
Well, I'm glad I have to live for a Savior. Praise God that loves us that much.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So true.
Oh, Peter said, huh, when he went down there at Cornelius, God had to get his attention and get him down there, didn't he, brother? Praise God. Boy, God had to send a sheep down three times and say, listen, Peter, what I have, praise God, made, call thou not common or unclean.
Amen. You're right.
Peter walked all the time with him, and he believed, didn't he?
Sure did.
But you got to understand, praise God. He bought it. He thought the kingdom had come to the Jews. He didn't realize that it come to the Gentiles also, did he?
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
God had to get his heart and mind ready to go down to Cornelius' house, that Cornelius and his family might be saved.
Amen. Yeah, right. Amen. Amen.
Oh, Peter stood by, boy, began to see the Holy Ghost fell upon that bunch after they got saved. Cornelius' family, you know all his friends. Boy, he called them together, didn't he?
Yes.
Oh, Cornelius called as many as he could. And you know what? That's the way we ought to be. We ought to try to get as many as we can in with us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What Cornelius did, I believe he invited everyone to come.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, Cornelius, his home, his household got some help that day. Amen.
Sure,
yeah, they got saved by the grace and mercy of God today.
Amen.
No, Peter stood back and said, I perceive that you have no respect to person.
Right.
I'm glad that he has no respect to person. I don't care if you're rich or poor. I don't care if you've got two old plug needles rubbed together. God loves you today.
Amen.
And God wants to save you.
Amen.
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 I've never seen him, but I believe Jason.
Amen.
Boy, I'm glad I have him in my life today. I'm nothing. And I wonder sometime why in the world, Lord, would you look my way?
Over and over, God's given me
mercy.
Mercy. I used to sit in my safe sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with you, you know who's my old best worst enemy?
Yeah, yourself.
It's not nobody else, it's me.
That's right.
It's the man I look at, the man I shadow.
That's right.
The man I look at every morning.
That's right.
He's my own worst enemy. He's the one that brings me down. And right here's my worst mouthpiece, buddy.
Yeah.
Mouthpiece right here.
That's right.
It gives me more trouble than anybody.
Yeah.
I says that they tame monkeys, they tame elephants.
Can't tame the
they
tongue.
Ain't tame.
No. Unruly even.
Boy, I wish you could sometime with you.
Can't.
Yeah. That's true. That's
good. I'm here, sister. Mother Lisa called sister Ava. I wish I was like her. Amen.
Yeah.
If sister Ava couldn't say something good about you,
she'd say nothing. That. Say nothing.
How many of us can say that?
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could. But I'm awesome. I hear it gets me in trouble more than anything. Mouth. When we ought to be trying to bless somebody or encourage or lift somebody up, we cut them down.
We do. Yeah. We sure
That's
do.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not jumping on you because I'm jumping on us.
That's where we are. That's right to us.
We ought to be the one that encourage people. We need to be a light that shines into a lost and dying world.
Amen.
Well, people ought to see Jesus in us. Amen?
Amen.
Don't look at me. I ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Hadn't been for him, I'd be in the north side of hell. My back broke. No peace. Don't
tell me. That's right.
We'll be here this morning, praise God.
Amen.
I'm glad God, praise God. I've never seen you, Brother Jason. I've never seen you, Brother Jason. But I believe. And you know what I believe? I get to see him again.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to see it for myself. I'll see it for myself. Not another one.
Amen, brother.
It.
That's right.
Amen, brother.
I'm going to get to see him for myself. What about you today? Have you made preparation? I think about Sister Fran. What a blessing it was to take her for a baptism.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Amen.
God, knock at your heart, knock at your heart. If there's one day comes, I believe, you just get knocked.
Yes, you will.
Boy, it's a scary thing to think he may not.
Amen.
That's right.
See, so many people got to preaching this stuff that you just come whenever you want to.
No that's, way.
It's hogwash.
Don't work that way.
It's hogwash. Do you not? Don't you believe that stuff?
No.
You come when he sends you.
That's right. Amen. That's it.
Here comes when the Father draws you to him.
That's right, amen. Brother.
If you're saved here, you know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
He takes the Holy Ghost conviction. Praise God, sent from the Father.
That's right.
Down upon you.
Draw you.
Amen. And you know what's wrong with our nation right now? They ain't a hope. They ain't a conviction, brother.
None
whatsoever. I mean, you can go to church, right around town, brother Kevin, that's what I'm talking about. You can go to these churches and preach, brother. I mean, it's like Christians. You can't move Christians no more.
No.
What does it take to move this children?
Mm-hmm.
What does it take to get to believe what we preach and what we say?
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, boy, children, it's coming again.
Sure is.
Are you ready? If look here at the archangel, I mean, praise God, the trump of God just sounds today. Are you ready? Just ask yourself that.
That's right.
Examine yourself. I said, examine yourself. See where you'd be in the way. He said, they are they that testify of me.
So true.
Where you stand in God today? You believe? Brother Kevin said over our day, I mean over Sunday school while ago, that woman said she'd seen the miracle,
she
brother, of the bread put in the barrel.
Lived it every day.
She'd fed on it. I don't know for how many days, didn't she?
That's right.
But when God raised her son, she said, I know now.
I know now.
That thou art a man of God.
Yeah.
And the words that thou speak are true. Do you know in your heart? Do you believe in your heart that He is the Christ, the Son of God? I'm not talking about head religion, I'm talking about heart.
Yeah.
If you bring it down to the heart, if you don't, you bring it rid of it and get something, you get some heart.
That's right.
I
I want to stay some time, brother. Tell him how he blessed me like he does. I don't deserve it.
No.
So how can you love the Lord? But he does. He's good to us. My whole life, I never went to bed hungry.
No. Been blessed,
I've never been cold.
Went been to bed blessed.
Did I have a warm house to lay down in? Or a roof on my head? I mean, I always had the best, but I had everything that I needed.
Yes.
And I wouldn't trade my childhood, my family, and the love we had in our home. We may not have a lot of stuff, but I tell you right now, our home had love.
That's right.
And we said it to each other, of growing up as children.
So many did.
There's some homes right now that never even... Mommy's never tell the children, I love you.
No.
Daddy's never tell the kids, I love you.
No, they don't.
Our kids never tell the mommy, daddy, or brother, sister, they love us.
Sad.
I'm glad I raised in a home where love was shown.
That's right. Amen.
A daily thing. I wouldn't trade my childhood, my family, none of them.
Been blessed.
Up, brother.
Been blessed.
I hope y'all say the same thing to your family. I've never seen it, but I believe it. And I believe it's coming back.
So true. So
if
true.
If you're here today and you're lost and unknown, today could be your day. Amen. Today, God could, the Lord could go home with you and change your life forever. Do you believe?
Hey man, let's stand this morning. Good word, brother.
Good word.
Let me ask you first a question this morning about something. I guess it's been on my mind because